Hello everyone, welcome to Beneath the Kotatsu, episode 43. As always, your host, Odd and James.
Yep.
And this one, we're reaching real deep into the archives for one that we've been postponing for a little bit. We watched Baby Steps Season 1 and 2. And I'd like to take full blame for not wanting to watch this sooner, because I saw a season, I was like, oh, 24 episodes, that's going to be a lot of anime. And man, those episodes just really went by. It's like, oh, I'm already on episode 10. What happened?
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that meme where it's like the guy closes his eyes and then it's already done.
Oh yeah, or you get like one of those little naps you take on accident when truckers are driving, and you're like, how did I get home?
No, like when you're a kid and then your parents are driving home from like some trip or whatever, and you're like, oh, we're already here.
Yeah. It's dangerously bingeable, is what it is.
This is honestly one of the best, or maybe the best, sports anime
to binge.
Like not even to binge, just the best sports anime. That's a lot, because I
would consider Initial D a sports anime, because it's driving is a sport, as is F1, stuff like that. And for me, that was my favorite, but this one's a hard contender for it.
I don't know if I would call Initial D a sports anime.
Driving's a sport, for sure.
Driving is a sport, but I wouldn't really consider Initial
Drifting
D.
Drifting is as well.
Like, the anime in itself, I wouldn't consider a sport, because it felt more like a story than an actual sport. Like, if I were to say, like, a car sport anime, there would actually have to be like, you know, like actual training and actual what actual sports would like entail in like a good sports anime. I think Initial D is more just like kind of out of a nowhere type of deal, like, oh, he's a secret racer. That it's more of a story plot driven anime than an actual sports anime. That's what I'm saying. It's like
I would disagree, because just a real quick note, we'll get back to tennis. For Initial D, he got secretly trained, and he was already a god at driving. He still needed some stuff to be great at drifting, but he started out already trained, which I think that's what Baby Steps has over this anime. Eiichiro starts out super bad at tennis. Does he just go into it just because of the girl? Or he wanted to? No, it was because he wanted something that he could stay in health with, right?
Yeah, basically his type of person is that he likes to plan everything, and
a little neurotic,
and basically because he likes to plan everything, he's like, okay, well, I have to keep myself in shape as well, so I'm gonna try out tennis, you know, just because someone invited me to try it out and take a look at it and whatever. And his start to the show is not unlike anyone's start to any type of sports,
right?
Like it's not, you know, it's not in the realm of
it.
Yeah, it's not in the realm of like
godhood.
Like ridiculousness, where like if I were to just randomly walk onto like you know, like a random sports field or whatever, and they told me to do like some crazy amount of pre-workout and you know,
you'd be gassed in seconds.
Yeah, I'd pass out. Like he passed out, you know,
immediately.
He passed out immediately. Like before he even started to learn anything about tennis. And that's what makes this like anime. Even though it's a sports anime, I would actually go as well as saying like it's probably just a really like probably top 10, top 20, you know, of my favorite anime. Because this is such like I've talked about this anime plenty of times with you, right? I'm like, hey, you have to watch this. You got to watch this. You got to watch this. You got to watch this. And you're like, I don't know. I don't know about watching this. It doesn't seem that great.
For me, it was more enjoyable. Less the tennis, but more seeing the main character's growth throughout both seasons.
Yeah, okay.
Like, there's a stark difference between season 1 Eiichiro and season 2 Eiichiro.
Here's the thing. Isn't it crazy that Baby Steps is a better romance anime than a bunch of romance anime?
Dude, oh my god, it's so much better. And they don't even show us most of it. You don't have to, you know.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, they do show us in the ending. Like, you see them going out on a date, at least on the last episode. I skipped the ending of basically every episode. I was like, is there a after credits scene? I'll just double check and then skip the ending every time.
Yeah, because the ending is always like a precursor to the next episode, and then...
Yeah, and I don't want spoilers.
Exactly.
Like, I'm gonna watch it in a couple of seconds either way. Your boy binged it in a week.
Yeah, but it's so crazy, right? Like... Right. Like, the romance in this is, like, it's a realistic romance. It's not, you know...
Oh, yeah,
like,
definitely.
When you're watching a filler anime, you know, a seasonal filler anime, the romance is always, like, it's, you know, out of this world, like, oh, my parents aren't home, why don't you come live at my house, yada, yada, that type of stuff. But, no, this is a realistic pre-arranged romance. Pre-arranged
marriage, yeah.
Yeah, and... Like, I feel bad. I feel bad for the girl they threw under the bus. I was like, why did they even introduce this character in the first
Which
place?
Which one? The class president?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about the other one, the super great tennis player. She's kind of an afterthought. They had her for, like, two episodes, and they never went anywhere with it.
Here's the thing. Where's season three? Where's season three, Baby Steps James? Where is
it? Bad news for that. It's not, and the manga's been canceled.
Why was it canceled?
Something about the author not being able to make it good enough after 10 years. Hikaru Katsu, he said specifically that if possible, I wanted to write the Davis Cup, but somehow continuing for 10 years is thanks to the staff who collaborated with all their effort. And basically, I guess he got burned out. But in the manga, he went all the way to his world debut, apparently. And they kind of tease us with that in the opening, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that arena. What arena that is. That's fucking Wimbledon.
What can I not say about the opening? Like, the first opening was good, right? But the second opening, whole thing was rotoscope, dude. How good
was it? It was so good.
So good.
The opening theme, fantastic. That's a playlist right there. You put that one on the
I'm
kind of
surprised they didn't choose a secondary opening song for the second opening. They kept the same song. But I guess that makes sense, right? Like,
yeah, it's fine. It's perfect. Perfect theme. Yeah. It doesn't need another one.
And I love that.
I wouldn't want another theme for this show.
I love that in the first opening, at the very end, they put in the little drawing by Natsu.
Yeah.
And then in the second opening, they put in the little phrase by, I forgot.
Alex.
Was it Alex who drew it in his note?
Yeah. Was it Baby Steps Tape Great Strides?
Baby Steps to Great Strides. Yeah. It was great.
Oh, I love when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, they put the title. They did the thing.
They did the thing.
Just like in Evangelion, where they showed the opening for the original series at the end on a projector. It's like, oh, they did it. They did the thing. They said it.
They said the title. They said the title of the show.
And everybody rejoiced.
So, okay, I guess we'll talk about season one real quick. So, yeah. In season one, it's nothing crazy happens. It's more of like a precursor, like a great build-up. Like, would I say...
More than anything, I enjoyed watching Eiichiro train and get better at tennis. The tennis matches in themselves were kind of bad. They took a backseat. Like, season one was less of a sports anime.
What do you mean they were bad? It's tennis. It's...
Yeah, no, I mean, like, because he's not all there yet.
You mean like
before his... Florida and after Florida is completely different.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay, well, when you say it was bad, I thought you meant like... animation-wise or something like that.
No. That was amazing. But I'm talking about the level of sport.
The level of sport that he is playing at is bad. Yeah. Okay, I get that. That makes sense.
Because he has several deficiencies. He doesn't know everything yet.
But that's the thing. You don't know it's a bad tennis match until afterwards. True. Yeah.
You grow with Eiichiro. It's like the Toy Story movies.
Yeah, like when I first was watching it and he was playing the tennis, I was like, he looks like a confident tennis player to me. And then you see season one Eiichiro versus season two Eiichiro. I'm like, am I watching the same person?
Eiichiro straight up looked menacing in season two, that first match. Remember when he was rotating the axe? He's like, this man looks like an orc flipping his battle axe around. What the hell? Is Eiichiro the bad guy? A lot of the episodes, Eiichiro felt like he was supposed to be the bad guy, especially the one where he played against that blonde guy.
Oh, short kid looking one, dude.
Yeah, the one that saved the kid from getting hit by a car. Well, he took him to the surgery.
I hated that those episodes so much. I hated that so much, but that makes sense. I was supposed to hate those episodes. Like,
why were you supposed to hate them?
Because you. you were supposed to feel how Eiichiro felt, you know, because every time his opponent got a score, you know, they would cheer for him, and then it would get on Eiichiro, like, he didn't show it, but in his play, he was showing it, and I was feeling that too. I was like, God, these people are so annoying, but
you're talking about everybody cheering him on and not being quiet. It's like, oh, so inconsiderate.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes total sense. Like, this is, I should be annoyed by those episodes. And I was going to talk to you about it. I was like, man, these episodes are so annoying. But
they felt very weird, didn't they? Like, not like real life. Like, is this supposed to be like real life type of situation? This doesn't feel real. I remember there's an episode of The Amazing World of Gumball where they had a super cheesy anime tennis. I don't remember if it was tennis specifically or
like a sports thing.
No, it was definitely tennis because they had the tennis sweaters and they were all preppy, and it reminded me a lot of was that one tough guy that yells and is angry all the time playing tennis?
Hiroshi? Araya Hiroshi? Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that always comes in number two. Man, he reminded me of Amazing World of Gumball just because of the design of his face, but that's another thing. The feel of those shows felt like those 80s movies where the kid comes into town and he has to beat the bad guy down the ramp or down the mountain, beat him in the race type of situation. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I felt like in this whole anime, there wasn't really a bad guy, right? They were opponents. They weren't bad guys. They were opponents that Eiichiro needed to
beat,
to train up to beat and stuff like that. You know, they never set out for one person to be the bad guy. The closest person to becoming a bad guy was the guy that
the rules
lawyer.
Manipulator.
Yeah.
The rules lawyer. That's a better way of putting it. The rules lawyer.
Yeah. Like, and it's not, when we say rules lawyer, it's not that he follows the rules to a T, it's that he manipulates the rules to his benefit.
Just like soccer players taking dives and giving other players penalties.
Oh, God. It's like
I know. I was like, oh, God.
When they get touched or something, when they get touched and then they fall down and they bend their knees, like, oh, I have a broken knee now.
Arrow to the knee. Oh. Dude, how crazy is it to, I guess their one Mississippi game is on point. They're like able to internally time the 15 second rules. Like, oh my God, dude, that's so crazy. I never thought about doing that myself.
I feel like after you've played tennis or, you know, be in that type of scenario, your body just knows, like, hey, your time is about to be up, you know, like I've done that plenty of times before. Like when you play games, like, let's say you're playing like your MMO, like you can just feel like when your cooldowns are off, you know, like you just internally know when your cooldowns. That's
unconscious competence versus conscious competence.
Like,
that's something we saw Eiichiro go evolve to be able to do, be unconsciously competent.
Yeah, yeah. What was that? What did he call it? Like his internal,
his reasoning and his critical thinking.
Something like that. Yeah.
His two selves.
Yeah. And I just felt like the way they just showed that off is so smooth. Like,
I enjoyed that.
Dude, every time they do the break and then he's writing in his notebook, I love those scenes so much. Like,
he's a note taker. That's his gimmick.
Well, that's the thing, is that he breaks down their play style. Like, he breaks that, like, that's their way to explaining to the audience about what he's doing and how how he's playing and, you know, stuff like that.
You know what? Another thing about how they would explain to people, they would use the coach and the one tennis player friend, Yukichi's like, Ni-chan, that dude with the fuzzy hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like not the best player, and the coach kind of explains stuff to him, or another character in the stands explains it to somebody else, like his friend that wants to be.
With
the class president.
I was gonna talk to you about that. It's because usually in sports anime, they always have that trope character where
they explain it to them.
They explain it, right? But Eiichiro already knows everything, so they had to put in two explanation characters.
Dude, I'm kind of disappointed it never went anywhere on screen with the class president and his friend. I'm sure it did, but
I. If, like, he, like, we all knew that she liked Eiichiro, right?
And oh, yeah.
So I wasn't certainly expecting, I wasn't expecting it to go anywhere, especially since he was trying to, like, bring her along just to cheer Eiichiro on. And mm-hmm.
No, he was like, oh, you, it, hopefully she realizes that Eiichiro's just not into her, so I could swoop in and take the carcass.
And here's the thing, like at the very beginning of the show, Eiichiro never considered Natsu a love interest, you know. But as the show progressed and then they play more sports matches together,
I would say he kind of did. He got embarrassed around her. He's a grown.
Yeah, but like I wouldn't say in a sense of where they like each other. Though it's more of like, you know, you're female, I'm male, whatever. You're pretty, but he never saw her as a love interest until
I see.
Yeah, exactly.
Blinded by the love of tennis, but then love blossomed on the tennis court. So romantic.
And I was pretty, I kind of wanted to see where that third love interest was going to go, especially the...
It didn't. They teased a second one too, which was that extra great tennis player that Natsu couldn't beat for the longest time, but you know, maybe in the manga.
Maybe. I feel like I totally gotta catch up in the manga, but I'm holding out that some company will pick up season 3. Like, I would
Netflix,
love it.
Please.
Netflix, if you can pick up season 3, I'd be very happy.
Because they picked up Baki Hanma, but the art is way different from the original one. I haven't seen the original show, though, but that's another thing.
I wouldn't mind if Studio Bones picked this up. I think Studio Bones would be a great... studio.
Wit, dude.
What?
Wit Studio?
Bones?
No, Wit.
Oh,
for
Wit?
Me, that's
Wit
what
Studios?
I'd pick. Yeah. Yeah, the ones that do Attack on Titan. I don't think they put that much money into it, though. It's baby steps. It's not, you know,
I don't know.
The money maker that is AOT.
I can see Wit Studio do this too, but yeah.
I'd love to.
Yeah, I think.
My
I
humble
think,
request.
I think it has to be like a company that would be really good at doing like smooth rotoscoping. Like,
oh, yeah.
A company
that cares about the show above all.
Yeah, exactly. I can see that. That'd be kind of great to see. And then in regards to like the opponents, did you have like a favorite opponent?
Favorite opponent? Oof. I know who I hated the most, which is the rules lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite appointment, not Takumi, his, you know, the loud, angry guy who...
Araya?
Realizes... Yeah, Araya. That's the one who I was talking about earlier. Araya is my favorite because in plain... Maruo Eiichiro, he realizes, oh, I have to be a different type of person. I can't just let my anger get away from him. And he ends up being great friends with him. And
I mean, all
I feel like that's
always...
my favorite. Of course, like they always get just
I don't think you're talking
Eiichiro,
about the same.
You become great.
I feel like you're not talking about the same character, like
the one with the angry.
Yeah,
with the angry face.
No. Yeah, but
he's like an old guy. He's super strong. Has all the stamina.
I don't feel like he went through more like a proliferation of like playstyle.
You mean a prolific personal change or
a playstyle change? I think the person that went through more of that is the guy that only shot cross shots or no, floor shots or whatever they're called.
Who was that?
I think he played him in like the second tournament where he was just really good at shooting like. A bunch of different type of floor shots because he didn't know how to lob or he wasn't good at lobbing. He wasn't good at doing any of the other shots. He just knew how to do like just straight floor shots.
I don't think we ever saw much of that. Was that the purple haired guy? The artist guy?
The artist guy. I did enjoy the artist guy, but it was like the one before the artist guy. Maybe it was Iwasa. No. Iwasa was the artist guy.
See, it would be hard to know without remembering how they look like, because there's a lot of characters, and I mostly
remember
Club people.
I remember their play style because that's how I remember them. Like,
yeah,
that's the reason why each person is so memorable. Like, I couldn't tell you their names, but I could tell you their play style, and that's usually how it goes out. Like, especially like when they introduce Nabe Yu. He had like the same playstyle as like no, I wouldn't say the same playstyle, but like the same mindset as Eiichiro.
Same
where
personality.
Data collection and trying to break their weaknesses. I can't remember the guy I was talking about. Like, I can't remember his name, but I just know his play style.
Might have been Nariyuki, the guy who was also in the class president's group at his school, at Ichiro school.
No, he whooped the floor with that guy.
Yeah, he did.
No, the one I'm talking about is just, he just shoots ground shots all the time. Like, he has like several different types of ground
did
shots.
Did he ever play him again? Because the only people I mostly remembered were like,
I think he played him twice.
Egawa, Raya, and then Nabae. The Takuya was like kind of there. He didn't really leave a big impression on me.
He played him twice, I think. And then in his second match, I think the guy ended up giving up being a professional tennis player because he understood that he wasn't fully rounded enough to be a pro tennis player because just shooting.
That was Takuya, right? The purple haired guy that got a haircut in season two.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the character I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that one went through more of a change than Arya because Arya basically is like, I'm just gonna put more into strength, put more into speed. That's his whole playstyle. He never did any major changes.
I was talking about himself as a person, not his playstyle. Sorry. I should have been more clear.
But that wasn't really, his playstyle didn't really change during any big games with Ichiro because he only played one.
No, but I'm talking about him becoming a different person, like not in the game of tennis, like himself.
Oh,
his personality, like him trying to be a better person.
He was never a bad person to begin with, though. That's the thing.
Just angry, and it would disrupt his game. It would mess with his ability to play. His emotions got to him a lot easier. Remember when he yelled at the umpire, I guess you would call it?
Oh, because he thought
and he would do it a lot.
Because technically, the only reason he was yelling at the umpire was to break the flow of the game or whatever, right?
No, because he thought it was in. He's kind of like Nabaya. When Nabaya was a kid, he would throw the temper tantrum.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Nabaya's coach told him to. He gave him good coaching techniques in order to contain his emotions, but it's for Arya. He was just angry all the time, kind of on a delinquent level like Takuma, but a lot less reserved.
But they explained it really well. The reason why Arya yelled at the umpire was to break Ichiro's kind of flow in game, because it kind of like shook him up a bit. Like, basically, these tennis players would do anything to break flow of game because that's how you win. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I felt it came off to me at least as him being that type of person. Like, you get frustrated easily, you yell at somebody. He's like, okay, I gotta calm down. You know, yelling's not gonna do anything. And then he ended up just yelling into the air, and that calmed him down. Like, okay, I could just do that. Instead of being abusive towards the umpire and getting a warning or a penalty that could cost me the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, there are times where you should say something like, remember in episode,
it was season two. I know exactly the scene
you're talking about. I remember Ichiro made a shot and he's like, no, I got good eyes. It was in.
But
he couldn't do anything about it.
But that's the final call. Final calls are final calls with umpires, right?
Well, one of the umpires is like, oh, to Ryan, is like, oh, yeah, it was in. He changed his mic because I guess he got intimidated.
Well, the scene I'm thinking about was the one where he was playing the rules lawyer guy. And do you remember the part where
the stomp on the floor, he got distracted by it because of his, you know, experience.
The part where he turned around, he was thinking about it, and then the guy threw the ball in the back of his head. Yeah. Like, it wasn't hard, but like just to like knock him out of his thinking.
Oh, that dude was such an ass. He was like the biggest bad guy, but that's just because he abuses the rules.
But that's the thing, that's like Adrian was like, he knows he's abusing the rule, and he even called him out for it. And even the umpire called him out for it, but he never got an official warning, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
he's in within the rules.
Yeah, yeah. But I think he changed a lot, too. Like, everyone changed a lot after playing against
Ichiro.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. But they didn't leave as big as an impression on me as Arya, because Arya is around a lot, and he plays against him again.
Oh, no, he only plays one game against him, right?
No, like two times.
Was it? I know he didn't play him in the Final Cup, though, because in the Final Cup, he plays against
That might be it. Because you saw him again. I'm probably thinking about, I was confusing Nabaya for Ichiro, since they're so similar.
Because he plays Nabaya in the second and loses to him, and so he never gets to reach, or he never gets to play Arai again, so he only plays one official game with him.
But, you know, as far as supporting characters evolving and becoming better people, it was nice to see Arai win the main
prize. Yeah, well, because he didn't have to fight Takuma again in the final bout.
That's yeah, because he went pro.
Okay, since we're talking about these players, who do you think is the most dangerous player, like the best player, like not including EK Soji, right? Not including him. Who do you think is the best player?
Probably Alex, because he's also top 500. All right, but are we talking about of like the local Kanto area?
Probably. Like just in your general like thinking, like who do you think is the best player?
I mean, I want to say EK Soji, obviously, because you know he uses in a Grand Slam against the number one player in the world.
Of course,
I mean, logically, it'd be Alex.
Okay, in my head, the monster player out of everyone is Natsu. She's won basically full straight games in like every single match without taking a loss.
The power of love.
Like she love like be, no before they even got together, she was like straight like double, like she was winning the 2-3 games, you know, she never lost a full set. And I'm like, she's a monster, but they never show it. Like she is a crazy good player. The only like minor thing, like when she was playing against, I forgot the other girl's name, whatever. And basically she was saying how like she was never able to beat her and everything. But for all the games that we've seen her play, or that they've been in like the same type of league together, she's always been in first place. She's a monster player. Like she's ridiculously good.
But also you got to remember, for tennis, there's a huge difference between men's and women's tennis. Like show, they kind of hinted at it when they had Natsu and Ichiro play against each other.
Right.
And you felt a little bit of that, like even in like media where you'd have like Serena Williams and Venus Williams, so like I could take on the men, but you know, obviously there's going to be a difference in speed due to muscular.
But here's the thing, even like not counting the men versus women type of thing, right? In her own class, she's a monster.
Of course, in her own class, she is a monster.
Yeah, exactly. She's like super good.
Oh, I thought you were asking like, in the world, who would be the best
player? No, like just not in the show.
The
in
best
the show.
Player in the show.
Yeah, just
okay.
In the show.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, Natsu for sure.
Yeah, Natsu is crazy.
Because she does it without thinking. Just like, oh.
Yeah.
She's like that one other blonde kid.
Oh, the short one. Yeah.
Yeah, Ida. The one with the preppy, you know, people cheering him on. It's like, oh, I get better when I feel them cheering me on.
I would say his surgery.
That was so silly.
I would say his playstyle is like happy-go-lucky. I think that's a good way to
explain. Similar to Natsu in every way, I'd say.
Not really.
It's kind of a mirror to Natsu because, you know, they just go by the feel, right?
Yeah, they go by the feel, but Ide feeds on like the crowd.
He likes
right?
to put on a show.
Yeah, and I think Natsu feeds on like intensity. I think that's her, like they didn't really show much of her playstyle, but I feel like that's what she feeds on. And since we're talking about all these players, you know who like what makes this show stand out so much compared to others is how awesome they represent coaches.
Oh yeah, coaches were great.
Yeah, name me another sports anime where the coaches are that important. They never show like coaches in like other sports animes, right? Like it's always like, you know, we're poor,
I mean,
we can't afford coaches,
like,
you know.
Yeah, they do that, which I hate.
Yeah,
like you need a coach in order to get good because they have a lot more
experience,
knowledge than
yeah,
you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, did you have like a favorite coach at all?
Ichiro's coach.
Well, the main coach or the secondary they brought in season two.
Secondary they brought in because that's when
Ryuhei.
You know, you really. Ryuhei, that's when he really went up that next level. The main coach kind of like he already knows Takuma's a bread and butter, but Ichiro's kind of like the secret project.
I wouldn't say that he like without the main coach, I don't think Ichiro would be, you know, where he is today, because the main coach is who saw Ichiro like what his potential is, and he brought out that potential.
Of course, but I mean like he recognized that maybe he could only take him so far, so he that's why he brought in Ryuhei, because he knew
exactly that
Ichiro was gonna get there.
Yeah, and
like, it was worth it for them.
Yeah, even with the code, like, they even show like the difference in coaching from Japan to America. How great was that? That was so
The architecture was on point for Flourish, by the way. That's how the buildings look like over here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. So when I said, like, you're going to leave your boy hanging, that's what I meant, was like, your boy's heading to Florida, you're not going to watch season two?
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
That arc was so good, watching him, what is it, like 47 losses?
I mean,
he just got
makes sense,
power
right?
leveled. They like show, they foie gras rare candies down his throat, that's what it was.
He got a big, like, it really helped him with, like, just seeing, like just the, what do you call it, like, the technology compared to, like, Japan. Like,
oh, yeah.
Where they're able to, like, take photos and, like, show him angles and whatever, like,
that. The VTR, man, the videotape replay, where is it?
Like, that's, like, the coolest, like, I'm sure they do that in real life, right? Like, everything feels realistic to me in this show.
I don't watch tennis. I know in soccer, they barely started doing videotape review. Mm-hmm. I think that was the meme, was that, why don't they don't have it? Football and baseball have it.
But I feel, know? Like, it tennis is a more, is that type of sports where you actually need to review your stances, yeah, and your play style and stuff. Like, I mean, that makes sense,
I mean,
right?
I know they have the umpire still, but I don't know if they do the VTR, how often they use it, if they do.
They probably use it a lot because tennis is a 1v1 game, right? It's not like a,
yeah,
you know, a big,
you have doubles.
Yeah, you can have doubles, but it's mainly a 1v1, right?
Like, yeah, that's well, the doubles hard. And singles, it's,
yeah,
it's common, but I'd say for mainstream, singles is what people put their eyes on more than anything.
Yeah, probably.
Women's tennis, I think, is probably more popular, would you say?
I guess.
At least in America. I know, like, Federer and guys like that are huge,
like this,
as well.
Like during the time I was watching Baby Steps, the movie King William or whatever came out, watched that. I really enjoyed it. It really does show, like, how crazy the, like, not just the tennis
world
is,
tennis.
Like, not just tennis, but, like, the world of sports in general is,
oh, definitely.
You know, yeah.
Insane. Elite level sports is a whole nother world. You have to train like a dog to be that good.
Oh yeah, like, not, and you also need a bit of genetics, I would say.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, because if you're not tall, if you're not fast, if you're not any of this other stuff, it's very hard to compete with, you know.
I mean, we've seen it in the Olympics with Michael Phelps.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like,
his wingspan, as they called it. That's what, you know, he had the body for it more than the other people.
But yeah, it's like the genetics lottery. Like, you either have to have really good genetics, or you have to be insanely good at the sports you're doing. You know, like, genetics can take you far, but it can only take you far far.
That's why a lot of elite high school players are like, no matter how good you think you are, once you get to college, and then once you get to the pros, you're gonna realize that there's so many people better than you, but there's only like a handful of people that could say there's nobody better than me and mean it for real.
Exactly.
Have it be true.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Arayo was in that league because he had the physique for tennis too.
Yeah. Well, it's not only that he had the physique for it. Like, he spent his whole training practice, like, that's the model of
too. That helped a lot, but his genetics helped him in that.
Oh,
regard.
Yeah, most definitely.
Being a good tennis player. They showed it, like, when they were training, how everybody would have to quit because they weren't able to keep up.
But that's what I'm saying, is that, like, his, his training regimen was basically all power and speed. Like, everything is power and speed. And when they explained how his,
it was because that's what tennis was going towards, right?
Well, not that. It's his group trained everyone through the power and speed thing first, and then if they make it through the power and speed, that's when they invest money in it. And that's another thing I want to talk about, is that joining one of these groups is not, I'm sure it's not cheap, right? Because
How did Ichiro pay for it? I remember at the start of the show, he got his tennis racket and stuff like that from years worth of New Year's money.
His mother paid for it because he was talking to his mom and he's like, I want to join this. And his mom's like, okay, well, I'll pay for you to join it. And she's like, do you need equipment? He's like, no, I can buy my own equipment from the money I've saved up.
Oh, okay, so she paid for the membership then.
But I guess once you actually start winning tournaments for your group
club
or whatever, yeah, your club, I guess that's when they sponsor you, you know, because going to America ain't cheap, you know, especially training in a top-notch, you know, a facility.
I'm sure the parents paid some money there for sure.
I don't think so. I think, like,
who knows?
I think it was the club that paid. I think it was the club that paid, because do you remember whenever a player goes like pro or near pro, they always sit down with the coaches and the coaches like, our club will sponsor you or is behind you all the way. And I love those scenes because that's when, you know, like, you know, your practice has paid off. We're now backing you up 100% through.
You mention in the movie King Richard about that, how the coach took on Venus and Serena Williams?
Yeah, basically how
percentage future.
Yeah. Basically how it works for them is that, And it's different for all players. Like for them, obviously, in the movie,
depends on what deal they strike up.
Yeah, like in the movie, King Richard, his deal is that he gets 15% of their future earnings to basically stay and live in Florida and to train with them. But as a normal player, I looked up some information, and the price can vary. Like it's usually around $40,000 to $60,000 a year to train at one of those facilities full time. And that's basically college. You're basically paying to go to college, you know?
Yeah.
And that makes sense. That makes sense, you know, because it's not cheap to get training from like top notch professionals and to have top notch coaches. So I understand that, but I'm guessing in Japan, it's going to be a lot cheaper. I'm guessing it's maybe between five.
America's always a lot more expensive.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's going to be between $5,000 and $10,000 a year to go to one of those.
That'd be reasonable.
Yeah. To go into one of those clubs. And that makes, and especially with Ichiro, since he learned so fast, I guess they got like the cheap discounted rate, right? Like compared to, you know, that kid that made fun of him at the start of the show, like, could you imagine paying for a kid like that all the way up to like when he's in high school? That's not like,
and it doesn't pan out.
So, that
bitter old dad, like, always talking shit about his son wasting his money for tennis.
Yeah, like, that's especially with the guy that like only shot like ground shots or whatever. Like, his parents were basically just pro tennis players or whatever. They ran a tennis facility. And he ended up just not being able to go pro at all. But I love that whenever Ichiro is like getting ready to go to the next step, he always explains it to his parents, you know. And
did he have like a PowerPoint presentation or something? Not PowerPoint, but
like a paper presentation or whatever.
Yeah. A whole school report. It's like, I love this kid.
And I 100% understand his mom's reason, though, because she's like, is tennis gonna be able to make money? Is, you know, is it going to be able, you know, are you able to make a living off of it? It's that 100% makes sense. And whenever he explained to her, like, he explains that, I've, you know, people in this industry, when they go pro, you know, they can make money off their winnings, and then afterwards, you know, they can always settle in as a coach, you know.
Or even in a different part of the industry, like tennis racket making, stuff like that.
Oh, like promotional stuff and new stuff. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
I feel like Ichiro was very realistic about it, but also in some things he was unrealistic.
Like, what do you mean?
He was like, oh, if I don't go to this, I don't think they animated the All Japan Cup, did they? That was not it. Is that right? Was that the end?
I think that was the...
Was that...
No. I think that was like the junior leading up to the All Japan.
Okay, I see. I misunderstood. I thought... Because he did say, if I don't win this, I'm going to quit being a pro.
But yeah, basically to...
I guess that's what the season 3 would be if they never...
Yeah, okay. If they ever get that far, which I hope they really do pick that up. Because I was so mad when I finished season 2. I was like, where's my season 3? Where is it? Where's my season 3?
Well, it's been more than 5 years since season 2.
Hey,
that's the thing.
Hey, what's all those animes? Know. Yeah, like, didn't we just see, like...
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure got animated again after, what, 20 years? David Productions picked it up.
Like, wasn't there, like, another anime that just got, like, a second or third season that we were, like, super surprised about that got us...
Oh, the cookie one?
Well, not that one. It was one that was, like, really far back, like... That got a second season. I was super surprised. I don't remember, but I'm like, hey, this one just randomly got a second season.
Okay. But I mean, like, I don't know. Like, if I don't make it here, I'll quit. And he's that good at tennis and he improves that fast.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously he's going to have a ceiling at some point, but at least, you know, go after it fully if you lose matches.
Here's the thing. When we say, like, he improves fast, it's not because he, you know, he just learns it faster. He legit trains like 12 hours a day.
Oh yeah, dude.
Like he trains a lot. Do you remember that
scene? Asleep at school and stuff like that?
Yeah, do you remember that scene in season one where like he's hitting the ball against the wall and it was in the perspective of Natsu, and then after Natsu is done, she leaves the facility and she's like, wait, yeah, I wonder if Ichiro's gone home. And then when she leaves, he's still there hitting the ball 6 hours later at the wall. And I'm like,
he's a machine. He threw his body and soul into it.
I feel like he doesn't have an off switch because he'd rather pass out than to stop doing something midway.
Yeah, I mean that coach forced him to not do anything for 2 days, and another coach I think to forced him to, you know, rest so that his body doesn't break down.
Wasn't that such a great technical terms, a beach episode?
Yeah, it was.
It was a realistic beach episode.
Very realistic.
It's so great. Oh my god! Like there's like no point in this anime where I'm like, I'm not feeling it. I loved every single minute of watching this anime.
Oh my god, dude! Remember when we did Kyosou Giga and that was only 10 episodes?
Right.
That was a chore to watch. But this one's just like it's like clarified butter, just goes through.
Like I've so never good. Got through an anime so fast. Like you remember
this was 50 episodes, dude.
Like this felt
how?
Like this
how
felt like I was
fast?
This felt like I was in like high school again, being able to like binge watch multiple animes in a week. This is what it felt like. Like I got like that sense back of like, wow, this anime is so good. I can like I've gone through.
I can watch this forever.
Yeah, I can watch this forever. It's so good, and it's hard to go through this anime like and not recommend it to people because that's how good it is.
Yeah,
and. I say that it could easily get picked up by another company for season 3. I wouldn't see why not. Like what was it? Oh, I remember the anime. It was the Karuta. Karuta is the one that randomly got a season 3 out of nowhere. Yeah, Chiafuru.
See, how do I remember the name of that anime? And it's one of your favorite
because
animes.
I always
don't remember it
because I always talk about it. That's how you remember it.
Oh my god. Maybe at some point we'll have to.
Like if Chiafuru can get season 3, I think easily Baby Steps can get. Like, I'm gonna be laughing my ass off when we start watching Chiafuru one of these days, and then you're gonna be like, why has it taken me so long to watch this all the way through? Why?
Because I drag my feet with a lot of stuff. That's why.
Like I've been begging you to watch Baby Steps like for the longest time, and then now
couple
we
of
finally
months now, yeah.
Yeah, and now we finally watched it. And now I have opened your eyes to the greatness
world of sports.
To the greatness that is Baby Steps.
Yeah.
I will have to put it to you that Baby Steps is actually not the best title they could have given this anime, but it makes sense.
Yeah, Alex writes it. Baby steps make what? Giant strides, great strides.
No, but here's the thing. Coming into an anime I'm looking for a new anime and I come across one called Baby Steps, it wouldn't be the first on my list. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's like a just a real thing about his progress. Like
No, but like don't think of it as like I've seen the anime before. Just think of it as here's a list of new animes I've never watched before. One of them is called Baby Steps.
Oh, you're talking about appealing.
Yeah, appeal.
Just reading the title.
Yeah, just reading
the title. It's a hell of a lot better than a lot of these isekais. I was reincarnated into the world and created a croissant.
Yeah, but usually with those, they offset it with a really nice cover photo.
Yeah.
Well, this one is a very generic cover. It's like, it's a good cover photo, but it's very generic. But the title doesn't stand out. Baby steps. You just have to jump in the water. But once you, literally, you only need two episodes. Like, once you get two episodes in, you know if you like it or not. And trust me, it's very hard. Like,
but the good thing about baby steps is we know what it means. You know, breaking a big thing into small steps in order to complete it. And, you know, tennis baby steps. Okay, he's starting out. He's getting good. Logically, it makes sense. It's a good name.
No, logically, it makes sense as a great name for the anime. But if you've never seen it, it doesn't really have that appeal.
Sounds a little lame. That's probably why I put it on the back burner.
It's not as edgy. It's not as edgy as like Kill la Kill or...
Attack on Titan.
Exactly.
Attack on Tennis. Shingeki no Tennis. I would watch that immediately. Mikasa yelling across the court to Aaron. Yeah, she's like, Aaron! Like, you know what, he's about to die. In the same way Natsu gave him the peace sign across the tennis court to give him, you know, strength of will to win.
Dude, yeah, in regards to, like, you just reminded me, like, how many, like, it's so crazy that how many of those games ended with, like, such boring shots, which makes sense, right? Like, and there's so many of them that are just, I just love it when the final shot is kind of like an in or out shot and you're waiting for the umpire to call it. And I'm like, oh, that's great. I love that.
Yeah, you just breathed in the victory or the loss. I was like, oh, man.
Dude, how mad were you when Eiichiro lost that one match by a bad umpire call? God.
You know? Now I know how sports fans feels like, oh, it's a fucking ref. It's a piece
in.
Of garbage.
It's fucking in. What are you? Yeah, are you blind?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's a Bill Burr sort of feeling.
I feel like now, like, if you're watching like professional sports,
you can sympathize more.
No, can't you like challenge your call and then they'll technically rewind the tape to see if it's in or not?
It depends on the sport. They definitely have a videotape replay.
I'm sure if you're playing tennis in like a professional, like top 100, I'm sure they have that, right? Like,
tennis is literally one of the sports I've never watched a single match of. I watched everything else, even like billiards.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's probably something they would do, right? Just to, like, an umpire makes a bad call and you challenge the call.
I would imagine with all the technology we have, yeah.
Yeah, you just challenge the call and then they would just rewind tape. I mean, don't they do that with football too or something like that? Like, can't they rewind tape just to see if something's in or out or something like that?
Yeah, but tennis, I feel like, is maybe stuck a little bit.
It's more suited to that type of thing.
Because they have stadiums that are like straight up open air, no air conditioning, like Arthur Ashe Stadium is barely getting air conditioning into their tennis stadium.
I feel like, I guess, but I don't think they really need air conditioning. Like, for the audience, yes, but I don't think the players really...
In the winter, it can get cold, and they'll still play, I think.
I mean, when you're running back and forth that many times...
It'll get hot, but for the audience,
yeah. Yeah, for the audience, for audience
comfort.
It's gotta
be a place where you want to go to watch a match.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, just
does Wimbledon even have AC? I believe they have like a big closing thing. I would imagine they do.
Maybe I've never been to a sporting arena. I've been to sporting arenas, but not for sports. It's only for concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah,
which is kind of sad.
I want to go to a hockey game. It's all cold and stuff.
Yeah, I would love to go see a hockey game. That'd be kind of cool, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Do they even have like any hockey type things in Florida?
Yeah, we have the Panthers.
Oh, is that a thing?
Another. Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely the Panthers. Hockey is actually one of the other sports. I mean, it's a shame Purara is so garbage. That would be a good sports anime to watch. Hockey.
The only like ice thing I can remember technically is the what's that movie? The movie where they make a Jamaican bobsled team.
Oh, Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, the only ice thing that I've ever been to in person is Beauty and the Beast in ice when I was a little kid.
Well, wait, wasn't there like an actual Jamaican bobsled team like in the 2012 Olympics?
I don't remember. Probably.
I remember it was like such a big thing. Like
Dogecoin, they went with Dogecoin.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. I think that was it too, right? They were funded by memes.
How great was it? It was just like the NASCAR driver that got the sponsorship via Dogecoin.
Oh yeah, they put like a big dog on his the front of his hood.
You know, they actually have, you know, off topic, but even in soccer now they're starting to have cryptocurrencies on their jersey. I know Dogecoin and some European football team.
I mean, that makes sense, right? Like cryptocurrency is like big money now, right?
Staples Center is crypto.com center now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, recent.
Oh, wow.
That's
like,
why
how recent? Like a year?
Crow is this year.
Wow.
Like a month or two ago.
I never knew
Crazy,
that.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, that's why you see people on the internet, oh, CRO coin. Who knows what the future holds?
Oh my
but
god!
But going back to tennis,
going back to tennis
and a half later.
Man, I just want season three. Just to see where the romance goes. I'm more interested in the romance.
I know. No, I mean, I would imagine, like in my heart of hearts, forever. You know.
Man, I just felt so bad for the girl they threw under the bus so hard. Like even when.
Kojiro's got it unlocked, dude. They're always seen together.
Like the thing is, like the one part in season two where Eiichiro tells him that him and Natsu are going out now, and then he just breaks it to the girl in front of her face, and then she's crying while he's playing in a match against the Ide or whatever.
Oh, he's like, yes, I'm so happy inside. That vulture, man.
Oh my god.
The vulture culture. He knows what's good.
I could see if he never got into tennis, I could see them two being a pair, you know, just the class president and him being a pair. And I speaking about class presidents, I also love that him versus the guy in the tennis club at the school. I just love Naruyuki. That so much. Yeah, like he's like, I'm beating it. You at school, and I'm gonna beat you at tennis now. And he gets his ass whooped so hard.
I was like, oh, I just lost because he refocused all the way to tennis. Yeah. I only won the class rank scores because he doesn't care about it as much. He doesn't take it seriously, but he like gets first place every time at the test scores. Crazy.
I love that they show you a realistic understanding of like grades is like you can't keep up like a number one grade if you're gonna put all your time into tennis. Yeah. And I love that his mother understands that, like he's still getting A's, you know, he's not falling behind in class, but he's not number one anymore in his class, which makes sense. You know, like he's shooting more to become a pro tennis player than to actually going to college now as his main thing, which makes sense. That makes sense.
Like to take back my statement from earlier, I you know, thinking about Eiichiro is very realistic. I mean, I would never say I would quit on being a pro if I didn't make it, but it is pretty realistic to say that.
Exactly. Like but you
again,
get one
in his
shot.
Position.
Yeah, like that I think that's how like the esports world is, right? You get one shot, like you're at your top peak when you're like in your teens, you know, like when you're in that.
That's what they say, but people are starting to like, man, all this great tournament money, I'm just going to play till my hands fall off. Obviously, you're going to get carpal tunnel at some point or something.
Exactly.
You
know, like
take care of yourself. RSI, tennis elbows.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's every sport, you know? Like,
yeah.
Isn't that thing coming out now that where a lot of football players are now being diagnosed with like
CTE?
Yeah, brain things or something like
that,
right?
A lot of pro wrestlers too.
Yeah.
Famously, I'm not going to say the name because they don't deserve to be mentioned. That was a big deal for me, though. It was a certain athlete was involved in the murder of a person, but that's a whole nother thing.
All I know technically about the wrestling side of it is that, like, just the contracting side is they're all contracted out to be like independent.
Yeah,
and then
that's the WWE thing.
Yeah, and then they don't get paid enough. Like, especially when these wrestlers are what do you call it? They have to crowdfund.
Yeah.
for their hospital bills. That just makes me really mad that, you know.
Yeah, this is life in America, but, you know.
It shouldn't
that's
be.
That's where we're at.
It shouldn't be.
In a perfect world, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, like, these guys put their heart and soul into entertaining people, you know? And then what do they get off? They get off with brain injuries. They get off with, like, you know, huge debts, huge medical bills, and that they're not able to pay off.
So you have to unionize.
Yeah.
They should unionize.
I could probably...
No, that's the world of sports.
That's just... Well, like, now that we're seeing, like... We're starting to see that culture more, where people are starting to get more healthy, more health conscious about it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. A lot more parents are like, I never want my kid to play football and break his brain and end up like these other players that died in their 60s. No way.
Yeah. So, it's a hard thing, right? It's a hard thing that, A, like, if they want to do it, let them do it. And B, but it is, you know, it might be in their better interest not to let them play because of the injury that they don't get, they won't see until they're older. That's
thankfully tennis doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, thankfully. I mean, do you think tennis has like a maximum age, you know, you can be before you can retire, like maybe 30 or something?
No. How old is Federer? He's still playing crazy.
But like, I'm not talking
he's
about 40, those, like,
dude, he's still playing great.
But I'm not talking about like these one off. Like, what is the average? You know, you just can't take like just one person and say they're doing great. You know, like, I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
what is like an average person's like age range of like when they're in
tennis
their top
is
peak?
Different for football. That's like 30s, right?
Yeah,
depending on your position. Like, if you're a linebacker, you're probably not gonna be 40 in a linebacker. But if you're a quarterback and you can still throw the ball really good, you'll get an old age like Peyton Manning or
what's his name? Is
that other goat, Tom Brady?
Yeah, is Tom Brady still playing?
Yeah, dude.
God, he's so old now, right? Isn't
he? I mean, he's still able to hit it. He's 44.
But he doesn't do the. He's not like frontline though, right? He's always like a quarterback.
He
right?
took his team to. Yeah, he's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback.
He throws
the
ball. Yeah, so he doesn't get the impact that the other guys get.
I mean, he can still get hit, but yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense that he can, as long as he's still able to make those throws, you know, that makes sense that he's able to, work, you know, keep going doing what he's doing at his age.
I'd say like late 30s, definitely, he could still do it because LeBron James is like, what, 37, 36-ish?
Yeah.
He's
but that's the
there.
Thing. Like, I'm talking about average person. Though, like, you're pinpointing like the top 1% of like these.
Well, here's the thing about athletes now, because of
medicine,
how technology is an advancement.
Yeah,
you know, cryotherapy,
sports medicine in general. Yeah,
wrestlers getting stem cells into like it's, I don't know about like, you know, soccer players, but you could get stem cell implants into, you know, your joints to rejuvenate them, stuff like that.
I never
like
knew
I know Rey Mysterio got him in his knees, and he's a luchador from Mexico, and he got, I think he went to like Colombia and got stem cells in his knees to be able to walk correctly. So there's just a lot, you know, and it keeps on changing.
Yeah,
this guy's gonna be the limit. Maybe, you know, get 5-10 more years out.
Yeah,
of some people.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, the world of sports in general, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you wish you tried harder when you're younger, doesn't it?
Window's
closed.
All right. I guess we're going pretty long for this episode. Rating wise, what would you rate Baby Steps?
9 out of 10.
Just a 9, huh? 10 out of 10 for me. There's. Well, why 9 out of 10? Is there something better than Baby Steps that you're comparing
you need
it
room
to?
Room for growth. You know, if Shinji ever decides to pick up a tennis racket with his Evangelion robot, I'll give it a 10 out of 10.
All right, comparing to other sports, I mean, this is definitely a 10 out of 10 for me. Like, I'm never not going to recommend this anime to somebody.
As much as I love Initial D, the earlier seasons look like complete garbage because of the 3D rendering.
It was
just
late
90s.
Yes.
So yeah, Baby Steps would do it for me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great sports anime, pick this one up. You won't go wrong. This is like the granddaddy of like the best sports anime.
Love shonen powers like Kuroko no Basket, but this show has shown me that I can enjoy sports anime without that.
Yeah, like, pick this one up. Give it a try if you've never seen it before. because it's hands down one of the best sports animes you will ever see. Like if you're still on that high from like another sports anime, like let's say you just finish Eye Shield.
That's a great follow up.
Yeah, this is a
better really than great. Eye Shield for sure. Eye Shield just got canceled, didn't it? It went on too long.
Maybe, I mean, they stopped at a good point. They stopped right after
the
Ryu Dragon, so that makes sense. A good stopping point. Only downside, baby steps. Snow season 3. There's no season. It stops at an awkward point. That's the only bad part about the show. But everything else about the show, it's great.
I'm not mad at the ending because they do show him being at Wimbledon.
No, but
like,
but
remember at the very end of the show and even in the opening, that arena. But, like I was like, that roof is familiar. That the place is like what. Tennis, is that a tennis,
but arena? The thing, it's the like, whole premise,
freaking Wimbledon,
the whole premise of season 2 is that if I don't get first place in this tournament, I'm gonna quit playing tennis. But they never get to that tournament.
That's why I was like, why isn't he gonna quit if he loses these matches?
No, that was the junior match. He technically only needed to win two rounds to be able to play
to seed,
to go to play in that new tournament.
He got in there,
but
it's bittersweet that they ended it on a loss, but everybody knows him. He's getting sponsorships tennis rackets out.
I think
like our boy's growing up in the world, dude.
I think it's better that they ended that game on a loss, so the next real game that we want to see him win in is the one he wins at
the granddaddy.
Yeah, that's the crossing road games. Either he becomes a pro or he quits tennis. That's the game.
Freaking Araya and Nabaya looking at Eiichiro after their match.
Oh, that was the best.
So good. It's like, who's that guy? To take pictures of dude, the between the legs tennis racket shot.
Oh my god, why did we not talk about that? Was such a sweet shot.
I was like, holy shit, he's on another level.
That was out of nowhere.
Yeah. Love it. Like, I got excited watching the tennis in season 2.
Yeah, this is great.
Great sport.
Yeah, great sports, great anime. Watch the season, or watch the anime in general.
Watch all of it.
Yeah, watch
all
of it.
Pick up the manga if you want.
Yeah.
Buy some merch.
I guess we'll end it here, guys. We'll catch you guys later. Bye.